good. Amen. Say yes. Say God is working something good in my life. Hallelujah. I tell you something. God is not out to steal anything from you. Amen. You know the person that steals? It's the devil. John 10:10, he says he's the thief. It's the devil that comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But what does God do for you? He says, I have come that you may have what? Life. And have it in abundance. Hallelujah. He's the one who comes to save and to heal and to deliver you. He's the one who comes to add beauty and color to your life. You don't know, maybe you're here and everything in your life is black and white. But God comes with his colors. Hallelujah. He brings beauty and color into your life. Hallelujah. If God calls you to draw near to him, it's not because he's trying to take something from you. It's because he's trying to give something to you. Well, there are some things in your life that need to drop out because they are not of God. But those things were the barrier to your advancement. Not just spiritual, but also physical. And as those things drop, hallelujah, then you can advance. Hallelujah. It is sometimes when we pray for advancement, we don't recognize that in the process of advancement, some things need to drop. Especially those things that are slowing you down. Those things that are pulling you back. They drop. And when they drop, you know what you say? You say, I've changed. Hallelujah. The beauty about it is that I've been a pastor now of this church for, this is the seventh year. I'm still changing. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 3:18. It says, we all, as we behold, as in the mirror, the glory of God with unveiled faces, we are being changed. Say, just say, I'm being changed. From glory to glory. Hallelujah. If the proof that you are growing is that you are changing. Hallelujah. If you are not changing, you are not growing. Hallelujah. But you are, when you grow, you change. When you change, you grow. When you grow, you change. When you change, you grow. From one degree of glory to a higher one. It's never lower. Hallelujah. It's never lower. That's why someone was in this church 2 years ago. And they went away for whatever reason. And they came back visiting. They will not meet the same me. Hallelujah. I'm growing. I'm changing. From one degree of glory to a higher one. The glory of God is increasing in my life. Say, the glory of God is increasing in my life. Open your Bible to Acts chapter 10. Today we are looking at the topic, enter the anointing. And as God helps me, every month I will speak on the anointing. Because I want us to begin to be more conscious and more sensitive to the anointing of the Holy Spirit. This is a church where you'll be fed the word of God. And you also be given the drink of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We need both. Hallelujah. We need the word. And we need what? The Spirit. That's why the Holy Trinity is made of the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. Hallelujah. We need the word of God. And we need the anointing of the Spirit. Hallelujah. But the first question you may ask me is, what is the anointing? Acts 10:38. I think today I'm going to do a lot of preaching. I'll do more preaching than teaching today, if you bear with me. And I also keep it short, so we can also have time to commune with God and receive a fresh anointing. Say, I need a fresh anointing. Hallelujah. You know, by that time, it means that actually, for those who need a fresh anointing, the proof is that the reason why they need a fresh anointing is because they've been anointed once. Someone has not been anointed once, they don't need a fresh anointing. They need the first anointing. Hallelujah. But the anointing that has come upon your life can diminish. Hallelujah. On the other side, it can also increase. So when we talk about a fresh anointing, we're talking about an increase. A new level of glory. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but sometimes I get bored of being of the same level, doing the same things. But sometimes in the flesh, because you got bored, I know there are people, and there are definitely people like that in this church, because I know That such people are all over the world. It's the way they are made. They easily get bored of doing the same thing. And they are always looking for the new adventure, the new excitement, new something. Hallelujah. Even if it's dangerous, for the sake of new, they will go for it. Amen? But the Bible says that we should not be drunk with wine. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18. Now sometimes you may think that that wine is just referring to alcohol. It's more than alcohol. He's talking about looking for something physical to stimulate you. Because the problem is that when you are being stimulated by something physical, it could be comfort, it could be pleasure, yeah? It could be, fun, it could be risk or danger. Some people do dangerous things, yeah? Some people spend all their time climbing mountains. Sometimes they fall and break their back, but not long. Once they are well, they are black. Some people like to fly, you know, planes or gliders or whatever. People take risks because they are looking for the kick, the stimulant. But I say, don't. Yes, we know that life can be boring sometimes, especially if you are living on the same level. But the solution is more spiritual than physical. Because when you are seeking a physical thing, you end up going more and more into the flesh. Yeah? And when you walk in the flesh, you end up sinning against God. Are you with me? If you are looking for the physical kick, you may end up sinning against God. Say, don't be drunk with wine, Ephesians 5:18, but be filled. Someone say, filled. Another way to say it is, say, be ever stimulated. Hallelujah. Be ever stimulated by the Spirit. So say, oh, is that not boring? No, it's not boring. Because from one degree of glory to a higher one, there's always something bigger that God has for you. Hallelujah. Maybe all you've ever done in your life is pray for somebody or pray for yourself and your headache got healed. Hallelujah. But God, we want to take it to the next level. Whereby you pray for people and their fever disappears. Hallelujah. God may want to take it to another level. Whereby you pray for people and, you know, their eyes are healed and they don't need glasses anymore. There's a higher level of glory. Hallelujah. Maybe God wants to take something to another level. Where you begin to deal with incurable diseases. Yeah? To deal with devils and devils and demons and say, out, and they go out. Maybe one wants to take another level whereby you pray for people who have never had children and they have. Hallelujah. There is higher degrees of glory. Hallelujah. Say to yourself, say, there is a higher glory. There is a higher place of glory for my life. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. If you are struggling with sin in any aspect, it's proof that you are still spiritually idle. Now, you may be very physically busy. You may be so physically busy that you are naked at the end of the day. Hallelujah. You can be physically busy, but spiritually, I do. That's why that spare energy, you are burning it in sin. Now, what you need to do is get busy spiritually. Hallelujah. And you find that you have less energy. You have less energy for the flesh. Hallelujah. He said, walk in the spirit. What will happen? Automatically. Amen? Galatians 5, verse, 16. He said, walk in the spirit. Then automatically, you just find out that you are not fulfilling the laws. It's not a matter of struggle. Say, I wake up and say, God, I was not free. No. What you need to do is walk in the spirit. Be filled with the spirit. You will find out that you are empowered because you found something better. Hallelujah. You found something better. It's like you wake up and you have to go to work. And then you find something, you know, trying to delay you. Will you have time for them? No. You have something more important. Hallelujah. You're going for an interview. Yeah? You're not likely to wake up late that day. Even if you wake up late every day. You're not likely to wake up late on the day of your interview. I know some people will still wake up late on the day. Some people will get late to their wedding, but they shouldn't. Are you with me? But you're not likely to because you found something higher. You found something bigger, something better, a greater purpose for your life. Hallelujah. He said we should not be drunk with the wine of the flesh. Fulfilling the lust of the flesh. Seeking for the comfort and the pleasure of the flesh. Seeking for, you know, the fame and the glory. That's the wine of the flesh. when you are speaking for flame and glory of the world, it's still the wine of the flesh. Hallelujah. When you are seeking for, when you want to be, if you desire to be stinkingly rich, just for the sake of being what? Stinkingly rich. So that your eyes can grow higher. Yeah? Maybe you are still on the level of buying shoes that are £100. But you want to move to the level whereby each shoe is £1,000. Hallelujah. He said, don't be drunk with that type of wine. Hallelujah. Don't be drunk with the wine of my right. My right. I must have my right. I must have my way. It's either my way or nothing. It's a wine. Hallelujah. All those things we deny your God's best for your life. But be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. When you are filled with the Spirit, you find it easy to lay down your rights. Hallelujah. Because they don't matter to you as much as what God wants to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I'm hungry for the Spirit. Hallelujah. You see, most of the time, the reason why we struggle as believers is because we are still trying to do it in the flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we need what? The Spirit. Because when you are filled with the Spirit, you can do what you can't do in your own power. Hallelujah. When you are filled with the Spirit, you will see miracles. Others will be doing it by their power and by their brain, but you will operate in the level of grace. Hallelujah. You'll be delivering results that your physical ability cannot achieve. Hallelujah. That's what it takes to be filled with the Spirit. You know the story of David? By the way, you know, David was not a 9-year-old when he fought Goliath. Amen? He was a teenager. He was like 17 years old. He's still a boy. He couldn't join the army officially. Cut-off age was like 18. Amen? But it's not as if he was small. He was full grown. But you see, there were more people in David who were taller, who were bigger, who were more experienced in the army. Why was David able to face Goliath? I didn't even talk about defeating. He was able to face him. You know, Goliath came out. Every other person ran. David comes there. He's not running. He said, I'm going to face him. Why? Do you want to know why? You want to know why? Open to Psalm 92. Psalm 92 verse 10. We go back to Acts 10. Psalm 92 verse 10. Like I said, I'm not teaching today, I'm preaching. Psalm 92 verse 10. Yes, Psalm 92 verse 10. Yes, who has it? Quickly. Psalm 92 verse 10. Psalm 92 verse 10.
But my horn has thou exalted.
My horn. Yeah? My horn. You know what the horn is like on a beast or a ox. Yeah? My horn. You have exalted. You have lifted. All the horn is a symbol, your emblem of strength. Say God has lifted it up. Like what?
Like the horn of the wild ox.
Like the horn of the wild ox. Another version says the horn of a unicorn. A wild ox. Yes?
I am anointed with fresh oil.
I am anointed. With what?
Fresh oil.
You know, before David faced Goliath, something happened in his life. God sent the prophet Samuel. God sent the prophet Samuel to go and anoint one of Jesse's son to be the next king after Saul had fumbled. Are you with me? And so Samuel went and he anointed David. He poured oil on his head and he anointed him. The Bible says, and from that day, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Hallelujah. So when you read that David finished Goliath, he's not just in his own power. You know, David said, who is this uncircumcised feeling? I faced the lion. How could he face the lion? His brothers didn't. It was the anointing. It was the anointing. Hallelujah. It was the anointing. Hallelujah. When he saw Goliath, it was the anointing upon him at work. That the ability that he did not have in his own self, he was able to do it by the Spirit. By the Spirit. Say by the Spirit. He said, it's not by might. And it's not by power, but by the Spirit. Hallelujah. The anointing upon David empowered him to face Goliath and defeat Goliath. Goliath was like 9 feet tall. David was like my height, or maybe a bit less. But it was the anointing. Hallelujah. It was the anointing. The anointing delivers for you what you cannot deliver in your own power. Hallelujah. And you know the good thing about it? It's available to you. You don't need any qualification. The qualification you need to receive the anointing is to be hungry and to be yielded. Hallelujah. Do you need any qualification to drink water? What do you need? You need a mouth open. Hallelujah. The only reason why you not drink water is that your mouth is shut. Hallelujah. If you are thirsty and you open your mouth, yeah, water will go in. Hallelujah. It's available to you. It's the anointing, the power of God, the work of the Holy Spirit upon you. Now go to Acts 10:38. We need to define what is this anointing we're talking about. Obviously, right now you know that the anointing has something to do with the Holy Spirit. But what are we talking about? Acts 10:38. Let's look at the life of Jesus. Now, I've tried to teach before and I'm explaining again. When Jesus came to earth, he came as a man. He was born as a man. Jesus was born like any other baby. He stayed in the womb for 9 months. Hallelujah. You see, when Jesus was coming to the world, he laid aside his qualifications. He emptied himself of his Godship. And he became what? A man. Hallelujah. But a man full of the word and full of the Spirit. That's why you see that before Jesus Christ was baptized at 30 years old, you do not see the Bible recording him doing any miracle. Check your Bible. Amen? Before Jesus was 30 years old, he didn't do what? Even one miracle. He was obedient. He knew the word of God, but you never see any miracle recorded. But when Jesus was baptized by John, the Bible says that the Spirit, hallelujah, came upon him. John said, I beheld the Spirit come upon him like a dove. The anointing came upon him. Hallelujah. And from then on, he did great miracles. What did God showing us? That the anointing upon your life will make you live supernatural life. In this world. In this world. Just like Jesus did. And it's available to you if you believe in Jesus. Amen? It's available to you. It's just usually a problem of not wanting it. Or not enough, or not yielding to it, or not being sensitive to it. Acts 10:38. Who has it? Acts 10:38. Yes, another person. Yes, let's have help me. Acts 10:38.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth.
God, Father, the Father God, anointed Jesus Christ. Yes, how?
With the Holy Spirit.
With the Holy Spirit. So we know that the anointing has to do what? With the Holy Spirit. And what?
Power.
And power. That's all. When we talk about the anointing, he's talking about the Holy Spirit and power. I can merge it and say, the anointing is the power of the Holy Spirit at work in a human life. Hallelujah. Continue. Now let's see the result of the anointing. Go on.
And how he went around doing good and healing.
Because he has been empowered by the Holy Spirit. He was able to go around doing what? Good. Was that all he did? Continue.
And healing.
He was healing. What?
All who were under the power of the devil.
See, healing is beyond just physical. Amen. Healing also means deliverance. Amen. Healing is deliverance from the power of what? Of the devil. Anybody under the oppression of the devil needs deliverance. And what brings the deliverance? The anointing is the power of the Holy Spirit at work in you. Say, the anointing. I don't want you to feel disqualified. The only thing that qualifies you is your faith in Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what made you a child of God. Hallelujah. The anointing is the power of the Holy Spirit at work. Say that. Say, the anointing is the power of the Holy Spirit at work in me. Hallelujah. It was healing all that were oppressed of the devil. That's what the anointing does. The anointing destroys the yoke. The anointing removes the bodies. The anointing breaks the chains. The anointing brings purpose to your life. Hallelujah. The anointing brings glory to your life. So that you don't have to seek for that glory in the flesh. Hallelujah. People will look and say, what is driving you? Hallelujah. The reason why some people go and waste all their time in the pub and club is that they are looking for something stimulating. Life is boring to them. Are you with me? Now, if life is boring as something, it's just being human. And sometimes life is not boring because you are jobless. Are you with me? Life does not need to. You may have a job and life is still what? But because you got used to it. Or you got fed up of it. One of them. You either got too used. Or what? God what? Fed up. Hallelujah. Then you need something to stimulate you. But Ephesians 5:16 says, don't be stimulated with the wine of the flesh. Instead, be ever filled, ever stimulated by the Spirit. Something that is motivating your life. You have received ability. Acts 1:8. Open to Acts 1:8. And then I'll do one more two places. And then what I want us to do is practicalize what I'm preaching now. If you desire today, you're going to receive a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. But I need to first show you that it belongs to you. Amen? It belongs to you. God has already provided it for you. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Let's have it. Yes, we would like to read it. Yes, sister. No, I'll give you the next one. Yes, Acts 1:8. Yes. Please follow in your Bible. Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
But you will receive power.
But you will receive what?
Power.
Who was he talking to? Who was he talking to? Don't worry, I don't like to be complicated. Who was he talking to then? The disciples. Hallelujah. Now, if you believe you're a disciple of Jesus, wave your hands to me. If you believe that you're a disciple of Jesus. If you are not sure that you're a disciple of Jesus, wave your hands so I know what to do. I can help you. I can help you today if you are not sure that you're a disciple of Jesus. Not to be ashamed of. We can make you one today. Hallelujah. He was talking to the disciples. Yeah? He said, but you shall receive what?
Power.
Let me just tell you, challenge your mind. The people that he was talking to there were not less than 120. So he was not just talking to 12 apostles. We know that later because if you continue to read it, you will see that he gave the number in Acts 1 of the people. So we know. Amen? It's not just the 12 apostles. Yeah, it's a bigger gathering. So basically any disciple. Hallelujah. He said, but you shall receive what? Power. This power is different from the power of just being a Christian. They were already disciples. Hello? They were already what? Disciples. So it's not talking about that. There's a power in your life just because you're a Christian. You're a child of God. Hallelujah. But this is bigger. He said, you shall receive what? Power. When? When you get born again?
When the Holy
Spirit. Is it when you get born again that you receive this power? When? When the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Hallelujah. Now let me tell you something. Even when the Holy Spirit has come upon you and you receive power, please give me that verse in Amplified. Yes, just let me give you the mic. Acts 1:8 in Amplified version. Yes, Acts 1:8 in Amplified version. Acts 1:8 Amplified version. I'm just trying to show you what is power. Yes?
But you will receive power.
But you will receive power. Now let's define power.
And ability.
Ability. Someone say ability. What's power? Power is ability. Ability to produce change. Whether change of circumstances, change of situation, change of whatever. All his ability. Hallelujah. He said you will receive what? Ability. This is supernatural word. This one is not muscles. Hallelujah. It's not, I got power. This is not muscle power. This ability. This ability does not depend on your size in the physical. It does not depend on your qualification, whether you have or you don't, in the physical. This ability does not depend on the color of your skin. Hallelujah. This ability does not depend on how you were born or whatever limitations you were born with. This ability does not depend on whether you have committed sins in your past or not. Hallelujah. Amen. It does not depend on your political party. Hallelujah. It just depends on the fact that you're a disciple and you have allowed the Holy Spirit to come upon you. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you receive ability. Hallelujah. Ability. Ability. Continue, finish it.
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witness.
You will be my witness. Now, let me tell you something. Many times you read this wrongly. You think when Jesus said you will be my witness, it means you go and preach. That's part of it. Well, being a witness is much more than going to preach. Being a witness means you can produce the proof that Jesus is alive. Hello? Jesus has gone. Someone says, I believe in Jesus. He said, show me proof. He said, you want proof? He said, yes. Bring the blind, any blind person for your village. Bring him. Hallelujah. You lay hands on that blind man, he opens. Immediately, your crusade is full of people. There, you're a witness. Hallelujah. You have produced proof. Hallelujah. Someone trusts you in this life, maybe in your workplace or something, and says, I'm going to pull you down. You go into your closet. You make some declarations. Instead of pulling you down, they transfer them. You have produced what? Proof. That's ability. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Sickness shows up in your life. Maybe this sickness has killed people. But you say, never. This one, I will not die, but I will live to declare. 15 years later, you are still declaring the goodness of God. That's proof. That's proof that Jesus is what? He's alive. Hallelujah. He said, when you receive this power, you will become a proof producer. Hallelujah. It belongs to you. Not just Pastor Ben. It belongs to you. The same life of God I have in me, you have in you. That life is in Jesus. Hallelujah. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you. So that means that if I'm not operating in power, there's a disconnect between me and the Holy Spirit. Amen? And the Bible describes the Holy Spirit like living water. Is there anybody that is thirsty should come and drink? Is there anyone? Imagine any. That means that when I start yielding myself more to the Holy Spirit, I will enter the anointing. Amen? If you find any part of your life boring, boring means you feel empty. You feel empty in that part of your life. That's what causes boredom. Boredom can be caused by joblessness or emptiness. Yeah. Now you can be physically busy, but emotionally or spiritually empty. When you are feeling emotionally empty, you need power. Amen? You don't need alcohol. What do you need? Amen? If you go for alcohol, that will just take you high and knock you down. Hallelujah. And in the process, if you drive a car, you may commit an accident. That's the type of power you need. Amen? When you are feeling, the Holy Spirit showed me, anybody can feel low, anybody can feel down. Hallelujah. That is just in your emotions. It doesn't mean you're no longer loved by God. Things can happen and it makes you feel down. Don't in that moment, what you need is power. Hallelujah. What you need is what? Power. Ability. The reason why, have you not sat down and thought that I want to do many good things for God? But every year you're just wishing it. You make the resolution at the beginning of the year. The year ends, you never done it. Your intentions are good, but the ability to produce it is not there. What you need is what? Power. Hallelujah. Now let me explain something about power. Power can diminish when it's put to use. You know it. Anybody have owns a car here? Or anybody ever driven a car? What happens when you keep driving your car for like 150 miles or 200 miles? What happens to your fuel? What happens to your fuel? Empty. If you keep going and you don't refill, what will happen to your car? What will happen to the engine? Zap! Hallelujah. Power needs refilling. Power needs what? Refilling. That's why you are not that powerful. Because actually, yes, you might have received the Holy Spirit. You might have even spoken in tongues, unknown languages. Hello, are you with me? But you are not refilling. Hallelujah. That's why you don't have the motivation to go further. You want to, but you don't have it. Hallelujah. You need to refill. Be ever filled with the Holy Spirit. Then power will flow from you. And you know, God never limited the power that can flow from your life. If you keep refilling, if you keep drinking of the Holy Spirit, we can flow in the same power as Jesus. Amen? I just need to yield myself to Him more. Fill myself with Him more. Hallelujah. Then the ability will flow through me. You will do uncommon things. Hallelujah. That's why it's uncommon. Amen? Hallelujah. Say, I refuse to be limited by the weaknesses of my flesh. Hallelujah. I choose to rise with the Spirit. Hallelujah. You can't always determine your feelings. Your feelings are determined by circumstances and situations. But you can rise above them. Hallelujah. You can what? You can rise above them. Hallelujah. Are you hungry for the Holy Spirit today? Are you hungry for the anointing? Are you hungry for power and ability? Yeah, you want to live a more powerful life. Hallelujah. Become a greater channel of blessing. Hallelujah. Go to a place and influence that place with the glory of God. Hallelujah. Intervene in situation. Those that say, sorry, I wish you well. You say, sorry, I just wish you well. You say, sister, say, my son is too active. Sorry. I say, sorry. You know? Thank God I have girls. Hallelujah. No, whatever the situation, whatever the circumstance, if you carry power, you can effect change. Hallelujah. You see, when you are powerful, you will smile. Amen? You will smile. You will be bold. Hallelujah. Life becomes meaningful. You may not be the richest person. You don't need to be the richest person to be powerful. But you will make the most influence. Hallelujah. You will make influence. You will change situation. You will change lives. Yeah? Because you care, lives will be transformed. It belongs to you. Hallelujah. Say, it belongs to me. Say, the power of the Holy Spirit belongs to me. I open myself up to the anointing. Let me just see how we're doing time. See if I can take one more verse before we pray. Yeah, I can take one more verse. You know, the reason why my sermons are long is because I teach. So I interact, I say, you know, ask a question, we go around, you know, before you know, your time is up. Romans 6:13. I'm going to preach you something from there that you might not have seen before ever in your life. Romans 6:13. I'm going to use this scripture to preach to you about the anointing. And that looks strange when you first read it. Romans 6:13. Romans 6:13. That's the last place I'm going to open this morning. The good news is that every month I'm going to continue this until I take us to that level where the anointing is flowing as it should be in this church. He said, in the last days I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. How do you know whether the anointing is flowing? It's not just people falling down. If I pray for you and you fell down, but nothing changed, did power flow? I pray for you. You fell down, but nothing changed in your life. Has power entered you? Hello? The proof that power has entered your life is something changes. Hallelujah. For the better. If it does not change, power has not entered. You only fell. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Romans 6:13. Let's have it. And then we finish there. He said, look, before that, he says, Acts 2. He said, in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. You know what it means to prophesy? To speak under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. It doesn't necessarily mean revelation of anything new or future. It's just your speaking. As if you have your speak. That word may encourage somebody. Or comfort somebody or edify somebody. That's prophesying. A church that is full of the Holy Ghost will prophesy. People will come and say, this is what the Holy Spirit is saying to me now. Hallelujah. I want to see more of that. That's why I said testimonies is what God has done. Prophesying is what God is saying. God both speaks and does things. He doesn't just do, he's not only doing things, he's also speaking things. Hallelujah. He said your young men will do what? They will see what? Visions. So when the anointing is strong in the church, there will be prophesying, there will be visions. Anybody here who is young? So when last did you see a vision? It belongs to you. Amen? It belongs what? To you. He said, your old man will dream what? Dreams. Anybody here that is old? I know I'm not going to get any answer. That's why I miss my grandma. My grandma Ojo. Even then, she will tell you she's young. Amen? He will dream dreams. You know, that dreams include, you know, things being revealed. Hallelujah. Difficult things being unveiled. Hallelujah. It belongs to us now. Now. And we choose to enter it. The Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, you know, I have a great anointing for your life. We are not spending enough time with me. Now, you know, like that's like a big blow to me, like as a pastor. But it's true because life is busy. You know? You can spend 1 hour, you know, washing plates, 1 hour, sorting keys, 1 hour, sorting your car, you know, 8 hours at work, you know? And then how many hours sleeping? 8, 7, 6. Before you know it, 24 hours is gone. And you just find you're not having time. Hallelujah. But if you want to be in the anointing, you need time to drink. You need time to yield. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit showed me. I said, when you are feeling down, take a walk. Pray in the Holy Spirit. I've been doing that now for years. That's how I deal with feeling down. I just take a walk. By the time I'm back, I'm loaded. Hallelujah. Someone is annoying you. You just had a quarrel. Don't continue quarreling. Take a walk. Go and pray in the spirit. Hallelujah. When you come back, that love will just flow from your inner man. It's not human love. It's spiritual love. It's not human. It's nothing human about God's love. It comes from the spirit. Amen. Romans 6:13. Let's finish there. Romans 6:13. Yes. Where's my mic now? I promised you, so I'm going to give it to you. Romans 6:13. That's the last one for today. Can you just put up the mic? Romans 6:13. Yes, go for it.
Hello?
Yes, go.
Do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from death.
Present yourself to God as being alive from the dead, yes?
And your members... as instruments of righteousness to God.
Unto God. Amen. Thank you. Let me have it from King James or New King James. King James or New King James. Do you have it? Yes. King James or New King James. Go for it.
Romans 6 verse 13. Neither yield
you... I knew you would do that. I can predict you. I have three of you, yeah? Come over here. Let her read. Go on then.
Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God.
Amen. Let me just finish there. Let me tie it together. There is something. Sorry, my darling. There is something you have control over in your life. Yeah? And that's your ability to yield. You understand? He said, don't yield yourself as instruments. Don't yield your bodily members as instruments of sin. But if all you're doing is struggling not to yield yourself unto sin, you will struggle. The way not to yield yourself to your members to sin is to yield your members, what? To God. Then they don't have space for sin. Hallelujah. You see, when it pertains to the Holy Spirit, the anointed Holy Spirit, you have to yield yourself to Him. See, Holy Spirit, I'm ready now. I want more. Hallelujah. And you just begin to worship God and yield yourself to Him. And I was saying, you don't need to pray for sanctification. All you need to do is yield. Say, Father, I'm just here now. Feel me. And you begin to praise Him, begin to worship. You begin to yield. I'm not making any requests. I'm not saying, God, give me a new. I'm just worshiping. I'm yielding myself to Him. And as I'm doing that, what does He do? He fills me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You yield yourself. That's how you need to do. You need to begin to yield yourself to God. You yield your members. You yield yourself and say, Lord, I want more now. I want more. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Imagine you do that every day. You will see power in your life. Hallelujah. You just yield yourself. I say, Holy Spirit, unveil yourself to me. Fill me. And your power come upon me. You pray like that every day. I say, I'm ready. I give you all my heart. I give you my mind, my soul. Just fill me. Anointing, come on me. You're yielding. When you feel like that, you find that you have boldness to attack a situation you can't in your power. Let's rise up. Begin to talk to God. The prayer, to pray, I'm not saying you should repent or whatever. I'm asking you now, begin to say, yield yourself, present yourself. It's like presentation. And say, Holy Spirit of God, I'm asking you, I want more of you now. Now. I mean, I'm not saying future. Now, this moment. Fill me. The Bible said they were all filled. He said everyone present. I like it. He said everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit. Imagine. Yeah. You are filled. That's power. Ability. Say, Holy Spirit, fill me. I'm yours. Go ahead and pray that prayer. I don't want you to feel any form of unworthiness. What makes you worthy is the blood of Jesus Christ. Even your best self can never be worthy. Do a million times better than you are doing. You can't still be worthy in your power. You need the blood of Jesus. And having received the blood of Jesus, now what you need to live victorious in this life is power. Say, Holy Spirit, fill me afresh. Begin to talk to God. Fill me. I yield myself to you. Begin to ask the Holy Spirit to fill you, to come upon you. As we sing that song, Anointing Fall on Me, we're going to sing it. Begin to have that conversation with God. I say, Lord, I'm empty. I know I'm a Christian, but I feel empty. I don't know about you, but I feel that sometimes. I feel that. And the way to stimulate myself is to be filled by the Holy Ghost. To be filled. So say, I always say, I drink of you. I yield to you. Fill me. I drink of you. I yield to you. Begin to do that. You need to have a conversation. You're never going to be filled with the Holy Spirit by closing your mouth. It doesn't work that way. If you are going to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you're going to open your mouth and have that conversation. And as He fills you, you're going to yield to Him and begin to speak what He's giving you to speak in your spirit, man. We're going to sing Anointing Fall on Me.
Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me.
Anointing for, that's the power of the Holy Spirit you're asking for. Yes.
Fall on me.
I need you, Holy Spirit. Fill me.
Anointing.
Hallelujah.